KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Catherine Barron. California became the first state in the nation to designate secondhand smoke as a toxic air pollutant. The State Air Resources Board voted unanimously yesterday to put secondhand tobacco smoke in the same category as diesel exhaust and other contaminants. Board members cited studies showing links between secondhand smoke and breast cancer, premature births, heart disease, and asthma. The vote could eventually lead to new restrictions on smoking. The benefits of preschool for some children may wear off by third grade. That's one conclusion of a new study from the University of California. Researchers found that non-English-speaking children received a boost in literacy and language, but it only lasted a few years. The study could impact a statewide ballot measure that would fund universal preschool in California. The men convicted of killing transgender teenager Gwen Araujo more than 3 years ago will be sentenced today. The young men beat and strangled Araujo in the small Bay Area city of Newark after they discovered that she was biologically male. Today's sentencing brings to a close a brutal murder case that prompted pledges from Newark city leaders and from students to root out hatred from their community. Reporter Sarah Varney examines whether those pledges have led to real change.
The week of Gwen Araujo's murder, students at Newark Memorial High School were practicing for their upcoming play, The Laramie Project, the story of a gay college student killed in Laramie, Wyoming.
We were Laramie. So as soon as the show ended, we walked out into Newark and it was the same story.
It was not just the play. It was not just Gwen's death. It was all of it together. It was too much to bear that all these things would happen at one time to one community. And that's why I think people felt like they had to do something.
In the months following Gwen Araujo's murder, a group called Not in Newark formed, made up of students, teachers, local business owners, and members of PFLAG, parents and friends of lesbians and gays. Pat Skillen was one of the founders.
This town had to own the fact that these young people had grown up here in Newark, and what had we done wrong that had allowed this to happen?
And after months of public meetings, Not in Newark presented a list of recommendations to the city council, nearly all of which were adopted. The city banned discrimination of transgender people in hiring and contracting, and the city sponsored training led by PFLAG and transgender adults for all 270 city employees. And though advocates praised the local police department's response to the murder, the department expanded its diversity training. Newark Police Chief Ray Samuels.
We spent considerable time on how you speak to people in a respectful manner and to be make the officers very conscious of things that they might say, not with no ill intention, but the way they might address a transgender person.
The pronoun that I use.
Absolutely.
A diversity advisory committee made up of teachers, city and religious leaders, and the chief of police met every month for a year and a half after Gwen's murder. As a result, the school purchased a curriculum aimed at reducing bullying, and it wrote a new creed for the city and school that said adults should model behavior for kids. It's all added up to a discernible change that Pat Skillen sees in the faces of the crowd at the annual Newark Days Parade. A mother of a gay son, she leads the PFLAG Marchers, the only gay organization in the parade.
The first year, we had some people shout out comments that were hurtful. We had people that looked at us kind of with disgust. Each year, there were less of the people that were doing that. And this last year, there was not a single comment. Everybody was so enthusiastic, so welcoming, that we felt for the first time like we were home.
Climate change at the school, though, has proven to be more glacial. Jeff Bryant was a senior the year of Gwen's murder.
One of the biggest things is just calling somebody a fag. That was pretty much the worst thing. That was the holy grail of insults. That continued through the entire show. Unless they saw one of us, they would say, oh, here's one of the Laramie kids is coming. Watch yourself.
And a year and a half later, students at Newark Memorial High School were continuing to hurl the same insults. A school survey in February 2004 found most students overheard anti-gay slurs once or more a day. Half the students reported teachers did intervene. The other half thought teachers didn't.
Yeah, most people's attitudes haven't changed.
Erin Reese was a freshman the year of Gwen's murder. She's now a senior at Newark Memorial High School and says students still taunt her gay friends.
I've never really seen them discriminated against personally or anything. You know, they'll be around sometimes, you know, when they'll hear someone say, oh, that's so gay, or, you know, oh, you're such a fag, you know, and they don't really say anything. They just kind of, you know, stand there.
The last of the Laramie kids, including Erin, will graduate this spring. Barbara Williams, who taught drama at the school for nearly 40 years, recently retired, as have other teachers and city officials who sought to alter the town's mores after Gwen Araujo's murder. City leaders say the town is reaping the rewards of all those public meetings, and they've put into place institutional structure, like yearly trainings, and enshrined into law anti-discrimination language that will ensure transgender people are protected and respected. Police Chief Samuels.
One of the challenges I have as the police chief is to make sure that that structure is in place when I leave.
But as another generation of children fill Newark's classrooms, how do those kids, especially the new generation of bullies, learn to respect each other? School Superintendent John Bernard.
When students are disciplined for behavior that they used to think was teasing or used to think was okay, then you have their attention and the attention of their parents that this behavior is no longer okay.
Educators and town criers can grow weary, like Sisyphus facing the mountain yet again. Pat Skillen.
You have to be willing to constantly renew your efforts, and that's hard, and we're still working on it. And I think we will still be working on it 5 years from now.
The changes following Gwen Araujo's death have spilled beyond Newark. California lawmakers are considering legislation called the Gwen Araujo Law that would bar juries from accepting a gay panic defense that claimed that the crime resulted from a panic attack after discovering the race, sex, or religion of the victim. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
That's the California Report for Friday, January 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Paul Ancor, Seal Muller, and Tom Krimkowski. Rory Gallagher directed the show. The editor is Kat Snow. Our interns are Dana Lehman and Elizabeth Minnelli. Victoria Malleon and Erica Kelly produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com. And the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.